In the second year of the syllabus, it's all about using the form to explore 10 principles, which are based on Yang Cheng Fu's 10 important points, which is something you can go back in the old books as translated by Professor Douglas Weil, and you can find those in there and you can look at them. You can see what they said about them and back then and what we say about them now. That's what our second year syllabus is about. And we've just done week 28 out of 30 for the second year. And as part of that, tonight we looked at two principles. Because we've been spending the last 10 weeks of the year, third term, doing a whistle stop tour, a review of all 10 principles, just to make sure people have a good idea of what they're trying to achieve with them. And because people are going away on holiday, etc., I've had to double up tonight. And had one of those dough head-slapping type of moments as part of that, because blatantly obvious, but I only just realised tonight. But of course, the principles go together, yin and yang. Two principles complement each other. I've never noticed that before. So obvious, feeling very foolish about it. But the ones we looked at tonight: continuous movement, stillness in motion. Two principles that absolutely complement each other. You can take any move of the form, and you've got continuous movement firing off, and it is being supported at all times by its exact opposite, which is a lack of movement, a stillness, but it's a stillness in motion. And just to explore stillness in motion a little bit more, one of the things we're looking at tonight is when you find the way to find out where you are. Difference between stillness and stillness in motion. Stillness is where you stick, where you stop and you feel that you've stopped. Stillness in motion, by contrast, is where you've become more efficient and you're still moving, but you're only moving that which needs to move. And that's the difference there. But so that was a very entertaining class tonight, and certainly for me very educational, even though I'm teaching it. And I hope you find that little point helpful too in your practice.